what I got to say.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Remember, starting January, the Dr. Cappuccino Show is going to have a new name or a new purpose, and that's to make sure you understand how to live holy, how to live in a righteous manner, and not only that, how to live in health and wealth. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I'm praying that we have the illustrious Dr. Colonel Reverend William Harrison with us. I mean, the man wears so many titles. I'm afraid to accuse me of one, but I'm afraid. But I want to say something. This is the Christmas season, and next week we're going to have a Christmas season themed show. So be sure and tune in and tell your friends. But right now, we're going to talk about something very important, because it is time to bow down. That's the topic of this message topic show today. It is time to bow down. People are bowing down to whiskey. They're bowing down to sex. They're bowing down to gluttony. They're bowing down to everything that has the ability to destroy and dehumanize the human soul. They're doing everything. And you know why? Because they're seeking answers to pain, mental pain, physical pain, family pain. They're seeking answers. Many have said, I've got my degrees, I have accolades, I can speak to anybody in any country in their own language. I can do it all. They're saying this, but they're in trouble. If you peel back layers and layers and layers upon layers of their psyche, they're in trouble. They don't know the way out. They don't know the way inside, the door to peace and happiness. They don't know. So with for everything that they have and possess, and everything that they want to do and encourage others to do, they're still sad. You know why? Because it is time to bow down. It's time to get real. It's time to recognize that we need divine intervention to rescue a fallen humanity. And don't send me any texts or any emails, leave voice messages talking about, oh, I didn't know this was a religious station. It is not. It is a station to heal the human heart. This information is to heal the human soul, the mind, and to set mankind back on track. And this is why I've encouraged Colonel Harrison to show up if at all possible on the show, because as you know, he has a lot of good things to say, and I have a few good things to say. But what are you talking about, Dr. Cappuccino, when you say it's time to bow down? I'm going to let Colonel Harrison come on in with that. Colonel, are you here with us this morning?
Good morning. Yes, Dr. Cappuccino. Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino. Listening audience, I'm with you this morning, coming to you live from the rainy East Coast.
Hey, and I love that rainy East Coast, too. I love it. Thank you so much for being aboard. It's time to bow down. Not to alcohol, not to sex, not to all the wealth you can handle in both hands and in Bank of America. It's time to bow down. We need divine intervention. Colonel, why is that in light of what's going on in the world?
The reason there's time to bow down, Doc, to the Supreme Being is because if we don't bow down, we will self-destruct. Bowing down is a form of reverence. It's a form of humility. It's a form of respect. To one that's greater than all mankind. And so we have to acknowledge that there is one, and when we give the reverence to whom and honor to whom honor is due, then our circumstances, our situations, our trials, our tribulations, our disappointment, our faults, our shortcomings, are identified and are revealed to us, and then we'll reveal the way that we can go about overcoming those things that become a stumbling block to keep us from moving forward in life, from being successful in life, from being achieving in life, and for worshiping in life. So we have to bow down. As you said, Doc, we bow down everything, idols, everybody, this person, that person, drugs, sex, all this stuff. It's time to acknowledge and recognize we need to bow down before the creator of the universe. Pause.
Oh, my God. I got goosebumps all over my skin. You are really saying something, because people are running into every corner, every crevice, and every crack, trying to find some form of fulfillment, and it's just not happening. People used to say, oh, you know, I'm an engineer. You know, I'm in service out of the year. I people were glorifying themselves through the job, field, when they kicked off, got for pinkless or whatever color they are. They have ran from pillar to post, emotionally and in the world. And as you said, you know, that nothing has worked. You know, people on stage hopping around on 2 feet, you know, making all those millions of dollars, you know, per concert. They have not let the people into a frame of mind where they have peace, and peace in their home, peace in their heart. Let's start the heart, peace in the heart, peace in the home, peace in the community, peace in the city. Everybody seems to be running rampant, and nobody seems to have an answer. But you know what? When the nation of Israel had a problem, their king, they would get together in a circle and they figured that problem out. Okay, here's the problem. Let's go over to the neighboring land, because we need help. And when they went in, before the king, before the Pharaoh, guess what? They bowed down. They didn't go into him and start talking. They didn't go trying to plead their case. They went in first and they bowed down. And this is why even in the aspect of prayer, people need to bow down. I've heard them say, oh, you know what, I'm praying while I'm walking. You know, I'm praying while I'm eating. I'm praying when I'm in a hospital room, but I've got news for you. The act of bowing down on knees, it has been proven medically that when those knees are on concrete or ground or something, when you bow those knees, something comes out of the cartilage of the knee. Something comes out of whatever that bone is, the bone joint connected, wrapped with the cartilage. It releases something. I don't know what it is. I said I'm going to do some research, but I heard someone say that, medical doctor, that to get on the knees, it sends endorphins or something throughout the body. So there's more of a presence with God when a person's on their knees rather than standing. You know, it's okay to play, you know, for killers after you. And when you're standing there, you might not be able to bow down. You might just, oh, God, help me, God, whatever your name is, whatever you want to be. But this act of bowing down, it even shows the onlookers that, hey, this is a serious person. This person, I guess, is getting ready to pray. I guess he's getting ready to cry. He's bowing down with his arms and hands lifted up with, oh, my God, I'm scared of that. And if you look through any history book and you see these ancient kings, people bowing down, especially over in Hong Kong and China, they mean business. If you're talking, if you're trying to talk to the creator, you're trying to reach him. Oh, I know, just the act of that. You mentioned humility. Just the act of that is going to help. Now, there's some other reasons why it's time to bow down. Doctors are saying there's a doctor shortage. Doctors are saying that they're mad because hospitals are closing up. I tell you what, you let a hospital close up, you got a gunshot wound, and you're driving in a car bleeding to death. Oh, you're going to want to say, get out here, stop this. Slow down, pull over to the curb and stop. Let me out. I'm getting ready to bow down. Oh, yeah, that's a good time. There's also studies showing that, you know, this climate control is just really wrecking havoc on Earth. Here on the West Coast, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of fish are dying, and no one knows why. That's reported as of yesterday. Something's happening on the West Coast. Yeah, and I'm not just narrowing out the West Coast because I'm sitting on it, but I'm just saying, from a world position, every corner or crevice you look in, there's a problem. Problem with the school shooting, problem in the hospitals, I just mentioned that. Problems in the home. I mean, men are killing women and children like it is nothing. Every hour in the hour, there's something across America. I'm not even going overseas. That is showing that something is out of control. And man, no matter how much he eats, no matter how much money he has in the bank, no matter where he lives, no matter where he wants to live, no matter even what he looked like. It seems like nobody has any answers for these problems. What do you think some of the answers to mankind's problems might be that they have not found a solution for, Colonel Harrison?
There are several problems, Dr. Capitino. One is that we fail to acknowledge the fact there is a supreme creator. That's one of them. We have to acknowledge that which is greater than us. The second is once we acknowledge that there's a supreme being, a great creator, then we have to reverence. We have to pay respect and honor and homage to that creator. Thirdly, we have to show humility. And once we do those three things, we put ourselves in a vertical alignment, in agreement with the creator of the universe, of heaven and earth and all that dwells therein, and because mankind was created to not only acknowledge and reverence the great creator, but to love the creator, and then we have love and compassion for one another. We can't love one another without loving that which is greater than us. Man was created in love. Man was created and woman was created in love in a very unique and peculiar way. Even the number of hairs on our heads are counted and are known. And until we come to the acknowledgement of the fact that there's one that's greater than us, then we will continue to go down this power path that the world is going down. So we're with the love of the Creator, with acknowledging the Creator, with loving one another, helping one another, this world was a better place and will become a better place again. Absence of that, we're on the path of destruction.
Oh, my God. Oh, scary. I'm just scared hearing that. You're on the path of destruction, but I'm going to tell you something. Those on that path to destruction don't even know that. And this is what really irks me. You know, no matter how bad that world conditions seem to get, there's always some joker, someone coming up with something to say, oh, well, everything is fine. Everything is great. You don't have to worry. That's just an isolated case. That's just one family. Everything is okay. Like a town crier, everything is not okay. Why don't you think there's some saying that, don't worry about anything happening here today. It happened 100 years ago. It happened 400 years ago. What is so unique about what is happening in 2019, 2020? What is so different than a 1600, a 1692, you know, when all the slaves came? What is so different about this decade that we're in now in 2020 facing? What is so different about today than it was 400 years ago?
The difference in today's decade and decades past, that decades past obviously acknowledge the fact that there is a great creator. And because of that, they were able to coexist. They were able to be their brother's keeper, their sister's keeper. They more willing to help one another, love each other, and uplift, lift each other during the times of trials and tribulation. The decade of today relies more on technology. Technology is an inanimate object. It has no compassion. It has no feelings. It has no emotions. It has no love. Yes, we need technology, but technology can't provide the assistance and the love and so forth that we were created to extend to one another. Technology is just an adjunct, or it should be a substitute or add-on for us to do our jobs, to have more convenience at home and work and travel and so forth, but not to replace the human being and the relationship between the creator and the human being. So technology has taken over today. In the past, people didn't rely on that. They relied more so on the creator. I applaud.
Yes, that is very true. But, you know, people are putting faith in godless animation. Everything you see now, you know, technology has its place, but when you can, what is it? You can go to church, you know, from your home, and you don't have to go out to buildings to work. You don't have to get on the highway to even visit the doctor. They had what's called telemedicine. I came up with that years ago, but of course I didn't copyright it. You put a cell phone, you dial a number and hit some clicks, and you put the cell phone in the middle of your stomach, and the doctor's supposed to see and able to diagnose what is going on. So much is happening so very fast, but it appears that here we go again. If the family structure is broken down, what is this world about? Because the original edict was to, go and I love that word go and multiply and fill the earth. Well, we're filling the earth with dead carcasses. There's been over 20 million black babies aborted within the last number of years. And that's the highest rate ever in the black community. So in my words, I'm a Sioux Indian and half black. And so African American, my father was French Afro, and my mother was Sioux Choctaw Indian. So I'm only saying that because do you feel that it's a problem recognizing our roots? Our main root was from the Garden of Eden, go and multiply and fill the earth. But if they're not filling the earth, they're filling off those that of course have no voice. Do you think that's part of the problem?
Yes, Doc. That's part of it. And as you were speaking, I was thinking, and just want to go back a few centuries, if I may. During the time and the era of the kings of the earth, there was a time when there were kings, and there are a few kings in the Middle East and Far East, but there was a time when there was kings that were in charge of the earth, and the kings of the earth, during their day, during the first century, right on up to probably about the 12th century, they relied on the Creator to give them wisdom, how to rule over and govern and provide for the people that they were given dominion over, the kings of the earth. They had all power. They had money. They had wealth. They had all of this, but they relied on the great Creator. So they were supplied with the need that they had for themselves and for their families and for the people. And the people didn't go lacking. They didn't go wanting because the King of the Earth was tapped into the Creator. Now here we are, some far removed, some maybe initially. Maybe it's more than 10,000 years, maybe some 3,000 years, 3,500 years removed, and we have not learned nothing from the history of the kings of the earth. While I said a moment ago we need technology, we forget that technology is created by man or woman. They come up with an idea of how they can make something that would not only make money, but that would help others. But that we should not put our dependency in no technology, total dependency in technology or anything that's inanimate, because it can only assist us and provide for us to a certain extent. And I pause.
That's very true. That's very, very true. And see, when you are in that type of a position where you have to look outside of common sense, commonality, to figure out what is happening in the world. Why has it happened? Who's supposed to be in charge of what is happening? I mean, you look for some kind of answers, and if they're not coming from a standpoint of divine wisdom, we have a problem. And people are stubborn. The prophet said that they were going to stone the prophets. The prophet's role said they were going to be stoned, bringing good news and bringing corrective wisdom. Corrective wisdom is wisdom that says, hey, you're going down the wrong track. You're creating some problems that are not going to be okay. You are involving yourself in a way of life that's not going to be judicious. You're having a problem. Nobody wants to acknowledge being a loser. And that's probably part of the problem. When we talk about bowing down in this topical episode, it means going to their creator in prayer. That's what that means. When you bow down, you bow down. That's just an act. But when you bow down, what are you supposed to do when you bow down? You're supposed to acknowledge, number one, that I'm a human being made out of flesh and blood. Number two, that I cannot solve my problems. I have tried. Number three, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I'm in financial trouble. I'm in health trouble. I'm in all manner of trouble. I've done this. I've done that. I ran here. I ran that. Nothing has done any good. And I know this time of the year, there's all kinds of events, all kinds of parties, all kinds of receptions, all kinds of everything. They're only putting salve on a problem that people are going to have to face after January 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. It's all right to skin and grin, laugh and have a good time. But when you leave the Creator, when you leave the Creator out of your good time, you're going to have a problem. Because from my standpoint, I was reading somewhere, and I know Colonel Harris is looking at glorify the Creator. So if you're glorifying flesh, if you're glorifying your car, if you're glorifying your home, your clothes, your money in the bank, you are not glorifying the Creator. What do you think is going to eventually happen? You're going to have a problem. And I know my daddy used to say, if you ain't glorifying God, you're glorifying Satan. There's no middle ground. Take your choice. Well, no, I'm not glorifying, you know, Satan. But he said, yes, yeah, when you're not glorifying God, you're glorifying the one running through earth, walking to and fro, according to Scripture. So right now, what seems to be the problem with people that don't want to bow down to a Creator, seeing everything happening in the world, things that have never happened at all in the world, all of a sudden now, every part of the world you look is some disaster happening. People killing each other now is at a rapid rate. They're saying about 90% of America has guns in the home, weapons, concealed carry, non-concealed carry. I'm telling you, they're solving problems not with a handshake, but with a weapons. What do you think is going to be the outcome when people don't bow down at all to a Creator that says, hey, I made heaven and I made earth? What's going to be the outcome, Colonel Harris?
Total death and destruction, which is the path that we're on now, which is the era that we're living in now. Those, not all, but those who are wealthy, their reluctance to bow down is because of the material wealth that they have amassed. So their blessings, they feel their blessings, they feel their security, they feel their hope, they feel their inspiration, and all of that is in the wealth that they possess. But wealth is only temporary, okay? At some point in time, they're going to transition. They're going to die at some point in time. Those of us who are not wealthy, those of us who are ordinary citizens that want some prosperity, want to live a decent life, want to be encouraged, and want to have some successes in life, are blinded by the like of the fact that we're willing to acknowledge the fact there's a Creator that's greater than mankind. Sometimes our intellectual knowledge gets in the way of us being open to wisdom coming from the great Creator and coming from inspiration. I'm reminded of the great King Solomon. He had all the wealth in the world, the richest man in the world. He was given all wisdom in the world. And this was back during the 8th century. He had castles. He had 700 concubines, which were girlfriends, and 300 wives. And at the end, when he was summing up his life and he wrote it in the book of Proverbs, he said he had all of that. And he found in the end he still was not happy because he had removed himself from the great Creator and separated himself. Therefore, he died a lack of inspired man because because the creator that gave him all that wealth, he imparted from him, he departed from him, and he ended up an old man dying with regrets because he was unfulfilled with all the wealth in the world.
Well, if that's the case, and I really believe that it is, why are people still pursuing wealth? Why is people still out there killing themselves and others trying to get wealthy?
Because wealth is the perception that wealth gives one status, it gives them recognition, it gives them importance, it gives them popularity, it gives them resources. And so because of that, they associate their position of being looked up to by others based on the wealth that they have. And the truth of the matter is, if you separate them from their wealth, very few people would look up to them, very few people would reverence them, very few people would have respect and admiration for them. People kowtow to people that have wealth simply because primarily they have wealth. Not all, but in most cases. If they don't have wealth, you separate them from the wealth, they're another average Joe Blow, just like you, I, and others. So there's a perception that wealth makes us better than others and holier than thou, and we're greater than anybody else. And that's a false perception, because we're going to die and leave the wealth behind, those who are wealthy.
My God. Okay, now, it's no sin or curse to be wealthy. It's a sin or curse to be wealthy and, of course, not reach back down to help your brethren. But now, this thing called wealth, are you referring to cash or stocks, bonds, money in the bank, what property holdings? What are you referring to as wealth?
I'm referring to all that you just mentioned, Doc. And yes, it's not a curse and it's not a sin to be wealthy. It's not. But the sin is those who are wealthy that's not willing to impart some of their wealth to help those who are poor, those who are among the least of them, those who are struggling, those who are trying to make it in this world. That's where the sin is. It's not a sin to be wealthy. It's a blessing to be wealthy, but it's a sin not to share your wealth with others, because we are our brothers and sisters' keeper.
Mm-hmm. We are. Okay, now let's go back to wealth. Do you think most of America's problem is centered on wealth? Who has it? Who doesn't have it? And who should have it? Are some of our problems because of the wealthy versus the non-wealthy? We have 5 minutes to go.
Absolutely, Doc. 95% of the people in America are controlled by the 5% that are wealthy. And so the 95% that either are working or a great percentage of them are not working on some form of social security or social programs or whatever, are struggling to survive. And you can check the statistics out, not you, Doc, because I know you know this, but the listening audience. Mm-hmm. You can check the statistics out, and you'll find out the top rich families in the United States, they're in the upper 5%. And those of us who are not are in the 95% are either working class, depending on some form of social service or social security assistance from the federal government, state government, county government, local governments, and so forth. And so that's the divide in our country. We have the rich and we have the poor. 5% controls 95% of the people in America.
Wow. And you know what? I read that Time magazine had an article on that. But, hey, you know what? Our time has run out. You've heard it's time to bow down. Rich or poor, beautiful, not so beautiful. It's time to bow down. It's time to acknowledge another power outside of yourself. It's time to acknowledge that we need divine help to come in and rescue a fallen humanity. It's time to recognize we've lost our way. It's time to recognize that unless we recognize a creator above and outside of ourselves, we're going to continue to travel down the road to destruction. Every prophecy, every book of future leanings, every minister worth his grain and salt is telling us in so many words, it really is time to bow down. God bless you. I know you're having a happy holiday time. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in again and hearing from the great, illustrious Dr. Colonel Reverend Wilbur Harrison. Have a great weekend. Good holiday. We'll see you next week at the same time on this show. We'll see and hear from you, hopefully, on the Dr. Cupertino Show. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.